With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana says he hopes corporate sponsors of NPR follow the lead of Congress in pressuring the broadcaster to end its pursuit of a liberal agenda.
Like we're seeing right now in corporate America, they're starting to dismantle their DEI programs and their woke agendas to bring it back to original mission, which is looking out for shareholders and doing the right thing for their businesses and not placating the radical left.
Daines simply wants fair coverage of the issues.
That they should also tell PBS and NPR, please depoliticize, move this thing back the middle, be providing information, not editorial comments of what's going on in the world, and worse than that, promoting a left agenda.
Daines spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Two fired FTC commissioners may get their jobs back.
A federal judge has ruled that President Donald Trump illegally fired two Democratic members of the Federal Trade Commission earlier this year, ruling that Rebecca Kelly Slaughter can now resume her duties because Trump lacks the constitutional authority to remove her. Slaughter has 4 years left in her term as commissioner. The other plaintiff in the case had already resigned. The FTC is a regulator created by Congress that enforces consumer protection measures and antitrust legislation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Under intense pressure from President Trump's own supporters, his administration now says it will push a court to unseal secret documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's case. It's an effort to put to rest for good a political crisis largely of the administration's own making. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 142 points, the Nasdaq rose 10, the S&P lower by a fraction. This is SRN News. A Christian bookstore takes Colorado to court. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
The state has a law that requires people to address others by their preferred pronouns, even if they don't fit the person's actual biological sex. That's a problem for the Christian owners of born-again used books in Colorado Springs, and they have retained Alliance Defending Freedom for their lawsuit. ADF spokesman Hal Frampton says, quote, "The state cannot compel Coloradans to speak in ways that violate their deeply held religious beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's wide-ranging budget bill just passed by Congress seeks to defund Planned Parenthood, but other abortion businesses are targeted as well. Autumn Christensen of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says it's about any big business or network that performs abortions. Taxpayers should never be forced to prop up an industry. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump signing into law a new set of regulations for a type of cryptocurrency. The Genius Act sets initial guardrails and consumer protections for stablecoins. Two key mergers could be coming soon. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in talks to create the largest railroad in North America. And Chevron appears to be about ready to complete a deal with Hess. Asian countries offering to buy more U.S. liquefied natural gas to ease trade tensions with the Trump administration. Vietnam, Japan, and South Korea are mulling long-term LNG deals that might help reduce American trade deficits. Wall Street closed its third winning weekend of the last four. The Dow was off 142 points today, though. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com.